our scriptures for the second Sunday of Easter are about believing, but they're also about doubting, wondering, and trying to figure things out. In a way, Easter is about allowing the story of our loving God, who gives us Jesus, to help us overcome our doubts and fears, turning us from the chaos of confusion into a community of committed Christians. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles tells us about the early community that was formed by those who believed in Jesus. And because of their realization that because of the resurrection, they were transformed, made new. And this wasn't just an intellectual assent. They lived what they believed, sharing everything and providing for the needs of everyone. We look at them and probably think about how naive they were, and how likely it is that it wasn't as perfect as they make it seem. And we are right to doubt. It is, however, a beautiful vision of mutual help and support. If it's impractical for us to consider pooling all our monetary resources, shouldn't we at least be working on the non-material side of things? They were attentive to each other and were welcoming and compassionate. What better a witness to the power of Christ's resurrection is there than the quality of our openness to the needy and the vulnerable in our midst? We have the gospel story of Jesus coming twice through locked doors to convince the disciples of the truth, and they believe. But Thomas is missing, possibly because he was off grieving by himself somewhere. But eventually, he too experiences the presence of the risen Lord and comes to believe. We gather as a community formed by our belief and by our realization of God's love, and that through the Eucharist, we share our own conviction of the presence of Christ in our midst. None of it is as dramatic as what the disciples in the upper room experienced, but it is just as real. When we don't even try to live like the community of believers in our first reading, when the Easter message doesn't have much more than a sentimental meaning for us, perhaps it's because we're still behind locked doors. Maybe, like Thomas, we've missed the appearance of the risen one. From my own experience, I know that I often miss the presence of God and God's love by being so wrapped up in my own concerns, worries, and fears that God is there and I cannot see. The community of God calls us to see and believe. We heard in the first reading that the earliest community ate together with exultation and sincerity of heart. Let's celebrate this Easter season the same way. Let's look for signs of the risen one, so that we might be made ever closer to what we are called to be, an Easter people whose song is Alleluia. Please stand to